Chapter 3, Betrayed. The officer and soldiers took Dantes to Judge Villefort. The judge looked at Dantes.
What is your name and what do you do?
I am Edmond Dantes,
he answered.
I am an officer on the Pharaoh, one of Mr. Morel's ships.
Where were you when the soldiers came?
The judge asked.
I was at my wedding,
Dantes answered. He was worried. The past few days had been so happy. He was back at home, he was getting married, and he was about to become captain of the Pharaoh. But now he didn't know what was happening.
I have a letter here that says you work for Napoleon,
the judge said.
It says you are a dangerous man, that you want to kill the king and bring back Napoleon. These are very serious charges. What do you say?
Dangerous? Me?
Dantes was surprised.
I am only 20 years old. I work on a ship. I care nothing about politics.
You have never met Napoleon? You didn't see him on the island of Elba recently?
The judge asked.
I did meet him,
Dantes answered honestly.
It was the last order of my captain, Captain Leclerc. Before he died, he asked me to go to Elba and meet Napoleon. How could I refuse, sir?
Villefort understood Dantes' position.
You say you don't care about politics? That you were only following the orders of your dying captain? If this is true, then perhaps it is not so serious,
Villefort said.
No, sir, I don't care about politics or Napoleon,
Dantes answered.
I was only trying to do my duty.
Then what about the letter?
Villefort asked.
Where is the letter for Paris?
You have it, sir,
Dantes answered.
Your men took it when they arrested me.
Give me the letter,
Villefort ordered the soldiers.
If the letter isn't dangerous, you can go back to your wedding.
The soldiers gave the letter to Villefort. He started to read it. Suddenly, his expression changed. The letter was very dangerous. If the letter got to Paris, there would be a lot of problems for the king and for Villefort. Dantes said he didn't read the letter. Villefort remembered, but maybe he was lying. The safest thing for the king and for Villefort would be to put Dantes in prison. Dantes watched Villefort read the letter. He didn't know what was in the letter, but he was worried. The look on Villefort's face was not good. Suddenly, Villefort threw the letter into the room's fire.
Listen to me. The letter is now gone. Tell no one about it. If anyone asks about the letter, tell them to talk to me. Now, I will keep you here at the court until tonight. Then you will leave. But you must never tell anyone about this letter.
Oh, thank you, Judge.
Dantes felt better. He thought he would soon see Mercedes and his father.
Follow this soldier,
Villefort ordered.
He will take care of you.
Dantes followed the soldier out of the room and into another part of the court. Dantes was taken to a small cell. The soldier locked him inside and left. He was alone in the dark, but he still trusted Villefort.
I just need to wait and then I will be free. Tonight, I will go home to Mercedes and my father.
A few hours later, the soldiers returned. Now it was night. When the soldiers came, Dantes felt much better. Now he could go home. But instead, the soldiers took him to a small ship.
Where are you taking me?
Dantes asked.
Judge Villefort said I could go home.
You are going home,
a soldier answered.
The prison on that island is your new home. Judge Villefort ordered us to take you there.
Dantes knew the island where the soldiers were taking him. It was a very famous prison. It was only for the worst criminals and enemies of the king. Suddenly, he was very afraid. When Dantes arrived at the island, one of the prison soldiers came out to meet him. He took him to a small cell.
"Sleep here,"
he said. Dantes was alone.
"Will I ever leave this island?"
he thought.
"Will I ever see my father again, or Mercedes?"
He was very, very sad. The next morning, the guard brought him some food.
"Prisoner, are you okay?"
the guard asked.
"I don't know,"
Dantes answered.
"I want to see the head of the prison."
The guard laughed.
"If he wants to see you, he will call for you. If you want to see him, no one cares."
Then the guard left. Every day was the same. The guard would come, give Dante some bread and water, and ask if he was okay. After a while, Dante stopped asking to meet anyone. How would he ever get out of this prison and off the island?